Hey, deep divers, ready to explore this wild idea that you are the consciousness that shapes reality. And get this, there's a quantum physics angle to it all.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff. It could change how you see, well, everything, how you see the world and how you see yourself in it.
We're deep diving into a blog that explores this idea. Should be a lot of aha moments coming your way.
Absolutely.
So first things first, what exactly is consciousness?
Well, the blog uses a really cool analogy to explain it, like a theater.
Ooh, I like analogies. Lay it on me.
All right, so picture a big stage. Center stage is where all your thoughts and emotions are playing out, like all the worries, the joys, the inner critic's commentary, everything. It's all happening right there in the spotlight.
I can picture it, but where do we fit in?
That's the cool part. You are not those thoughts and emotions on the stage. You're the audience, the silent observer, just taking it all in.
So we're not the drama, we're watching the drama.
Exactly. And that's where most people get tripped up. Well, instead of recognizing themselves as that separate awareness, you know, distinct from the show on stage, they get totally caught up in the drama. They identify with the thoughts and feelings swirling around.
It's like we forget we have a choice in how we experience it all.
Right. And the blog has another great analogy to illustrate this. They compare the mind to the vast open sky.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So all those thoughts and emotions we've been talking about, they're like clouds passing through the sky. You know, some are fluffy and white, others are dark and stormy, but they all eventually drift away. The sky itself, though, that remains unchanged.
So we are the unchanging sky, the constant awareness watching the weather patterns of our mind.
Exactly. You got it. And that separation, you know, recognizing that you are not your thoughts, that's where real empowerment starts.
I can see that.
It means you can choose how you respond to those mental events instead of being swept away by them, instead of just reacting to every little blip.
Responding with intention, not just reacting. I like that. Okay, but here's where things get really wild. This idea connects to quantum physics. And I'm not even kidding, in a way that's both mind-blowing, NAD empowering.
The quantum connection, right? You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
Okay, so in the world of quantum physics, there's this thing called the observer effect. It basically says that the act of observing something, like a tiny particle, actually influences its behavior.
Whoa, wait a minute. So you're saying that until it's observed, a particle is in like multiple states at once. It could be here, there, and everywhere.
Exactly. It's in this crazy, blurry state of potential. Scientists call it superposition. But the moment we observe it, all those possibilities collapse and it settles into a single state.
Whoa, that's trippy. So how does this relate to us, to consciousness?
Well, some physicists believe that this observer effect, it hints at a connection. A really profound connection between consciousness and the physical world.
I'm listening.
If simply observing something can impact reality at a quantum level, just think, could our focused awareness have a similar influence on our lives, on the reality we experience?
Whoa. So you're saying that we're not just passively observing reality, but actively participating in creating it through our consciousness.
That's the idea. Your consciousness is like the ultimate observer, constantly interacting with the world and influencing what shows up in your experience.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection here, and it's pretty profound. But how does this work on a practical level? How does our everyday awareness actually create reality?
The blog actually breaks it down into three key ways, and they all build upon each other.
Okay, lay it on me. How does this whole consciousness as creator thing actually work?
All right, so first and foremost, what you focus your awareness on expands.
So it's like that saying, where attention goes, energy flows.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we focus on, we empower.
Exactly. And this principle, it works both ways, which is important. Well, if you're constantly focusing on your problems and limitations, guess what? They're going to feel even bigger and more overwhelming.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But like you said, it works both ways.
Right. The good news is when you deliberately shift your attention to solutions, to possibilities, to what you do want, those aspects of your reality start to blossom too. It's like you're shining the spotlight of your awareness on what you want to grow.
I can see how powerful that could be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm already seeing how this can apply to my own life. What's the second way consciousness shapes our reality?
Okay, this one involves energy. And I don't mean something mystical or anything like that.
Okay, good, because I was getting a little worried.
Your thoughts and emotions, like the very state of your being, literally emit energy that aligns with the reality you're creating.
Okay, I definitely felt that before. Like, some emotions feel so heavy, you know? They drain my energy, while others feel light and expansive. Are you saying there's an actual difference in the energy we emit based on how we're feeling?
Think of it like this. Imagine joy and gratitude as having a light, airy vibration, while fear and anger feel dense and heavy. They each have a different frequency, and that frequency, it interacts with the world around us.
So if I'm walking around feeling grateful, optimistic, I'm actually radiating a different energy than if I'm like consumed with worry or self-doubt.
Yeah.
And that energy influences my experience.
Precisely. It's like you're tuning yourself to a certain radio station. The frequency you emit determines what you attract, what you experience.
This is starting to make so much sense. Okay, what about the third way consciousness creates reality?
This one brings us right back to that mind-blowing observer effect we talked about earlier. Just like observing that quantum particle caused its possibilities to collapse into a single state, our focus, our awareness, our intention, it all plays a part. They choose which of life's infinite possibilities become our reality.
So we're constantly collapsing those waves of potential into concrete experiences just by where we direct our attention and what we believe is possible.
That's a powerful way to put it. Yeah. You're not just along for the ride. You're actively shaping your reality through your consciousness.
That's incredibly empowering. But it also raises a lot of questions like, how do we actually harness this power in our everyday lives? What can we do to become more conscious creators?
And that is exactly what we're going to explore in part two of this deep dive.
Can't wait. Get ready for some practical tools and techniques that can help you apply these quantum principles to your everyday life, listeners.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Welcome back, deep divers. I don't know about you, but I'm still reeling from that last part.
Yeah.
It's wild to think we have this power to shape reality just by becoming more aware of our own consciousness.
It really is. It's like we've always had this incredible ability, but no one gave us the instruction manual.
Right.
But now, understanding the connection between consciousness and quantum physics, it feels like we're finally starting to unlock that potential.
Totally. And the more we understand it, the more we can really step into our roles as conscious creators.
So last time we were talking about how our consciousness is like that observer in quantum physics influencing reality.
Yeah.
And we even touched on some of the ways this plays out on our everyday lives.
Like how awareness shapes our focus, how our thoughts and emotions actually emit energy, and how our intentions can like collapse those possibilities into reality. It's a lot, I know.
It is. But before we move on, I wanted to circle back to that idea of energy. Specifically how our thoughts and feelings actually emit energy that shapes our reality. It really resonated with me. But I'm curious to explore how it works, you know, practically.
Yeah, for sure. It all starts with becoming aware of your emotional state.
Yeah.
You got to recognize that your thoughts and feelings, they aren't just internal. They have a real impact out where in the world.
So if I'm always dwelling on the negative, like worrying about deadlines or feeling insecure, am I sending out bad vibes?
Well, think of it this way, like attracts like. When you're stuck in that loop of fear or anxiety or self-doubt, you're essentially tuning your energy to that frequency. And it resonates with more of those experiences. It's not about blame, though.
Okay, I get that. But what if you're already, you know, stuck in a negative spiral and it feels impossible to shift that energy? I've been there. What can we do to break free from those patterns?
Well, step one is always awareness. You can't change what you're not acknowledging, right?
Right.
So start by simply noticing those negative thoughts as they come up without judging yourself for having them.
So it's like being that observer we talked about before, the silent witness to our own mind.
Exactly. And once you can spot that negative pattern, you can choose to replace it with something better, something more positive.
Okay. So for example, if I'm feeling totally overwhelmed with work, instead of freaking out and spiraling into anxiety, I could try to shift my focus. Like maybe I feel grateful for the opportunity to learn or focus on how good it'll feel to have it all done.
There you go. It's all about choosing thoughts and perspectives that will like raise your vibration and attract more positive experiences.
It's like retraining your mind to focus on the good, to tune into a higher frequency.
Exactly. And there are lots of different techniques you can use to shift your energy. Some people find that listening to uplifting music or spending time in nature helps them cultivate more positive emotions.
Or even like journaling or meditation or doing something kind for someone else.
The important thing is to find what works for you and consciously make an effort to cultivate those good vibes.
I love it. So we've talked about energy shifting. What other techniques can we use to, you know, align our consciousness with the reality we want?
Well, we touched on visualization earlier, remember?
Right, creating a clear picture in your mind of what you want and really feeling it as if it's already happening.
Exactly. When you combine that vivid image with a strong intention, you're sending a powerful signal out there, aligning your energy with the outcome you want.
So if I want to attract a loving relationship, I could picture myself like laughing and going on adventures with my partner, really feeling that joy and connection.
Exactly. And the more vivid and emotionally charged that vision is, the more powerful it becomes.
But it's not just about like daydreaming, right? We have to actually take action too.
Oh, absolutely. Visualization works best when it's paired with inspired action. So while you're holding that vision in your mind, you also got to take steps in the real world to make it happen.
So like if I'm visualizing a successful career, I also need to be actively looking for opportunities, improving my skills, and putting myself out there.
You got it. It's all about creating a synergy between your inner world, what you visualize, and your outer world, your actions. Your thoughts and visualizations set the stage, and then your actions bring the play to life.
It's like we're co-creating our reality with the universe, using our consciousness as the guide.
I love that. And the more we understand this power, the more we can move from just reacting to life to actively shaping it. It's pretty exciting.
It really is. So where do we go from here? What other mind-bending concepts are waiting for us?
Well, next time we're going to dive even deeper into the concept of the quantum field, that underlying fabric of reality we've been talking about. Get ready, because it might just change how you see everything.
All right, Deep Divers, welcome back. We're in the final stretch of exploring this mind-blowing idea that our consciousness is intertwined with the quantum world.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it? We've talked about how separating ourselves from our thoughts can be so empowering, how our focus shapes our reality, even some practical tips for shifting our energy. But now we're going to dive into the heart of it all, the quantum field.
Okay, I'm ready. The blog kept mentioning this mysterious quantum field, but I'll be honest, it felt a little abstract. Can you break it down for me? What exactly is it, and how does it tie into everything we've been discussing?
Imagine a vast, invisible ocean of pure energy. It's everywhere, underlying everything we see and experience in the universe. And it's not empty space. It's like a sea of pure potential, brimming with possibilities, just waiting to become real.
So it's like the raw material of reality, the source code from which everything emerges.
I like that, the source code. You're getting it. It's the fundamental fabric of existence, that quantum soup, if you will, from which stars and planets and trees and even our thoughts and feelings arise. But here's the key. This quantum field isn't static. It's dynamic, responsive, constantly interacting with us.
Wait, hold on. You're saying that our consciousness is actually interacting with this field, influencing what becomes real. How?
It's pretty mind-boggling, isn't it? Remember that observer effect we talked about? How simply observing a particle caused it to collapse from a blurry state of possibilities into something definite?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, now imagine scaling that principle up to encompass the whole universe. Our consciousness, our focus, our intentions, it's all like creating ripples in this quantum field. We're influencing which possibilities become our reality.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it, but wow, that's huge. So what does this mean for us on a practical level? How can we use this knowledge to consciously shape our lives?
It all starts with understanding that our thoughts, our beliefs, our intentions, they aren't just happening inside our heads. They're emitting energy into that quantum field, shaping the very fabric of our existence.
So if I'm always focused on lack or worry or self-doubt, I'm actually attracting more of that into my experience.
It's not about blame, but about recognizing where our attention goes, energy flows. By focusing on those negative aspects, we're aligning our energy with them. We're basically inviting them into our experience.
But, and this is the good news, right? If we focus on things like abundance, love, joy, we're sending out those vibrations instead. We're increasing the likelihood of experiencing those things.
Exactly. It's about becoming conscious creators of our reality. We're not just watching the show, we're participating in writing the script.
So it all comes back to those practical techniques we talked about, right?
Yeah.
Mindfulness helps us choose our thoughts. Visualization lets us impress our desires onto that quantum field. And energy shifting aligns our vibration with what we want to create.
It all works together. It's like we've been given this amazing toolkit, our consciousness, to interact with this field of infinite potential. We can shape our lives and maybe even the world around us.
This has been an amazing deep dive. I'm seeing things in a whole new light. So what's the blog's final takeaway? What does it leave us to ponder?
It asks a simple yet profound question. If I am not my thoughts, then who am I?
Whoa. That really makes you think. It's like it's inviting us to go beyond our minds, beyond those fleeting thoughts and emotions, to connect with that deeper part of ourselves, that pure awareness that's the source of our creative power.
And it's an invitation to keep exploring, to keep questioning, to never stop growing and expanding our understanding of who we truly are and the incredible potential we have within.
Well, deep divers, this has been quite a ride. We've gone from understanding how our thoughts shape reality to exploring the mind-blowing quantum field. What an incredible exploration.
Absolutely. And remember, this is just the beginning. Keep exploring, keep experimenting, keep creating the reality you desire. You are the consciousness shaping your world. What will you choose?